It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Visitors are coming back to downtown Denver, but the All-Star Game wasn't the biggest draw this month. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
The Downtown Denver Partnership says more than 250,000 people were in the area daily on the Friday and Saturday before the July 4th holiday. Those were the busiest days of the month. On the day of the All-Star Game, there were 230,000 people. The drop-off during the big game might seem surprising given all the fanfare, but Britt Deal of the Downtown Denver Partnership says the numbers are encouraging.
People are returning downtown. They're remembering what they love so much about what a city has to offer them, whether it's over 4th of July weekend, whether it's during the MLB All-Star Game festivities, or whether it's just a normal weekend downtown.
Before the pandemic, about 250,000 people visited downtown on average for the month of July. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Cybersecurity experts are on Capitol Hill today testifying about the increasing threat of ransomware. CPR's Megan Verlee has more on the oversight hearing chaired by Colorado Representative Diana DeGette.
Criminal networks around the globe are using malicious software to encrypt companies' data and hold it for ransom. According to DeGette's office, the average payment companies made to free their information was more than $300,000 last year. Congress is considering proposals that include requiring mandatory reporting of cyber attacks, more transparency in cryptocurrency exchanges, and barring victims from paying ransoms. In a statement, DeGette, who chairs the House Energy and Commerce Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee, said the threat ransomware attacks pose to the economy and critical infrastructure cannot be ignored. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A Denver Nuggets assistant coach is the new head coach for the Washington Wizards, Wes Unseld Jr. Spent the last 6 years in Denver. His father is a Basketball Hall of Famer who played and coached for the Washington, D.C. franchise. And now a correction to a story we aired last week. The nonprofit U.S. Center for Safe Sport says 93% of respondents to a survey who experienced sexual harassment or unwanted contact during their time in sports did not report it because of an error in how the center reported their findings. Last week's story misstated that fact. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.